Well, today I'd like to ask you a question. Faith, how's yours? How is your faith? There's a wonderful gospel hymn whose words are, faith is the victory, faith is the victory, oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. Ha! It's a beautiful old-time song that reveals the promise of God on the subject of faith. Faith should be a very important part of your life. It is so very important to know what faith makes possible in many areas of our lives. Without it, we cannot please God. Today in this message, I want to reveal seven areas of our lives that are promised and supplied by faith. First, we are saved by faith. We are saved by faith. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. And another verse, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, you are no longer under a schoolmaster, for you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:24-26. The fact we must all face is that we are all born sinners. The law was given to help men to bring their lives into a pattern that pleases God. And this brings us to the question of what we must do to find new life in the plan of God. We all know that Christ died for sinners, giving the penalty for all of our sin. And he who knew no sin accepted the penalty and suffered for, the sins of the world. This glorious theme is carried throughout the scriptures. Do you believe that great teaching? Have you accepted it by faith? Oh, friend, water will not quench your thirst until you drink it. I have a cup sitting right here, but no time to drink it. Foods will not bring strength until you eat it. That's a good idea, too. God's redemption plan will not be complete for you until by faith you believe it. Latch your faith onto a verse of scripture like, it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts 2:21. God has provided it all for you. So now let him bless you with faith to believe it. Then you are saved because God says so. Secondly, we are justified by faith, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Even though we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of his law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Galatians 2:16. Or Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Every human born is born a sinner, and the wages or the price of sin is death. At the cross, Jesus took our place, paid for our sins, and offers forgiveness through his provision. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for us. A true believer can understand justification as just as if I never sinned. This will allow us to stand one day without sin and guilt before God at his throne because of what Jesus did for us. We who are God's children have nothing to boast, but by faith trust the one who purchased salvation for us, Jesus Christ, through his death on the cross. We are justified forever. And then we are accounted righteous by faith. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Romans 4:5. Again, we see that all the works that man thinks up are worthless, continued, hopeless sinning. But God is still waiting and willing to forgive. He not only requires righteousness, but provides it to us through His Son when we believe by faith. God is pleased to impute righteousness to those who believe. And that is a precious truth indeed. I feel so sorry for those who are working their fingers to the bone with man-made acts of religious posturing. There is not a human thing you can do but turn yourself over to the grace and the mercy of God by faith. He was willing to let all of our sin be paid for by the sacrifice He offered through Christ, His Son. Have you placed your faith in Christ? Have you accepted what He did for you with gratefulness? If so, then you can be sure that God has put your sin behind His back forever and will remember them no more. Number four thought today on the broadcast, we are sanctified by faith. Oh, I hate to have to hurry through these great truths. I'm reading from Acts 26:18. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. We who have been born into the family of God are the family of God. We are saints. Think it again. Say it there by your radio. If you're saved, I am a saint. The Spirit of God dwelleth within us, and our ownership has totally changed. Sanctification takes time, but it sets the believer aside, makes us holy, sets us apart, and day by day frees us from intentional sin. God gives this sanction to every born-again child of God. Sin need no longer rule over us, and our gift is righteousness through the Savior. We are to be dedicated and consecrated and set aside to honor God and serve Him. This is not all a ticket to stay out of hell, but strength and reality to serve the King. Number five, we live the Christian life by faith. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith, Romans 1:17, or 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me, Galatians 2:20. Now, friend, knowing that Christ dwells in the believer, we know the very best He has planned for us. We cannot be sure what life holds for us, but we can have faith that all will be under His control and all whatever happens will be the best for us because we are His. Sometimes we worry about paying a bill, and yet He's able to supply all our needs according to His righteousness. We often worry about some health problem, but He's able to do His best for us. Dear Christian, get up in the morning knowing your steps will be guided on the road of His will. At the end of the day, slip into bed knowing He never slumbers nor sleeps but watches over His own. He is our provider, our leader, and our guide and sustainer. Oh, casting worry aside and trusting His wisdom and supply is really living by faith. We need to trust Him for every decision in our lives. Living by faith is putting your hand in His and fully trusting Him. Well, number six, we are overcomers by faith. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Our lives are filled with many challenges, and there are battles to be won. But here in 1 John 5:3, the Lord says, though the enemy seems to be strong, we are so weak. And yet when our faith is in the Lord, we can face each challenge and come out on the willing side. By faith, we can do it. Remember the verse I gave the other week, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful verse. There are no limits placed on the power of God, and in His strength, the towers of difficulty tumble down before us. Keeping His commandments is like charging a battery, and God will give power to face any problem. Keep charged in the Word, in prayer, in obedience, and that battery will never run down. Whatever the Word throws at us, He promises He can overcome it, and He will help us to overcome it in His power as we trust in Him. No matter how large the problem looms, we are promised to be overcomers. And lastly today, on this brief little happy, helpful broadcast, let me say we are heirs by faith. Heirs by faith. For the promise that we should be an heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, then faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect, because the law worketh wrath. But where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that which is of faith of Abraham, who is a father of us all. Long, long verse, but a good one, Romans 4:13. Abraham practiced the faith he had in the coming provision of the Savior. You and I practice faith in the fact that Christ already died. And it's wonderful to know that, and to know and to believe. Faith in the finished work of Christ on the cross makes you a winner and an heir with God. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience we have as we accept that inheritance and walk with God in the royal family of heaven. And so, faith is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Not just a popular name for you to name a baby or for a woman to have. We're saved by faith. We're justified by faith. We're accounted righteous by faith. And on these go. We're sanctified by faith. We live by faith. And we overcomers by faith. And we're heirs by faith. Wonderful faith. Not when you try in your own foolish efforts to do something good, but when you in your heart believe that Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary accomplished good for you and for me and forgiveness for our sin forever. By faith in the finished work of Christ on the cross, you and I are winners and eternal heirs with God. Lord, we pray and we rejoice in this great truth. We love to be eternally winners with God, but it is not because of our works, but because of Thy work on the cross. And we're thankful that the day was when we trusted You and still do and always will. By faith You saved us, and by faith will You save someone today, we pray. In Jesus' precious name, amen. God bless you. Thank you, Station, for this wonderful opportunity. We love you all. Amen.